stop and then we're going to start a new one. And it's Roomba and Chachi only, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah,
okay, guys, let's pick. Are we doing Roomba or Chachi first?
Roomba.
Roomba? Just okay. So, let's do this, guys. First, I want to see what you know, and then we'll have to learn two new steps. Okay? All right. Everyone knows the routine? Basic, three New Yorks, Alimana or Unram turn, and a three hand-to-hand, and then a solid spot turn. Yeah. Right? Somewhat? Yeah. Okay. Let's try. Take the partner, please. Or if you don't have partner, try to do it solo. I'm going to play slow music, I promise. Mm-hmm. The basic routine. Two, three, four, one. Okay, not bad. Okay. Okay. Clear. So first, let's learn the steps, and then we're gonna do some fixes, right? Okay. So now, if we're doing cha-cha-cha, for example, right? So that way it will be easier for you to learn. Remember, the only difference right now between what you did and the cha-cha-cha will be that in the middle, instead of going 4-1, you would do a sha-se, cha-cha-1. The rest of the steps is gonna be identical, pretty much, right? So something for you to remember, because in when we're gonna do the next two steps, it's gonna be pretty much the same thing, because I will show you Roomba first, and I will show you cha-cha, you understand how similar they are. Okay, so what we need to learn? We need to learn how to get into the fan position and go from the fan position into the hockey stick. Okay, so first I'm going to do the ladies part because it's a bit more complicated, and then I will do the guys part, right? If anyone knows the guys part, who knows the guys part? Okay, can you show them quickly, and then I will... Yes, okay, so ladies, I'm here. Yeah. Okay, so how about this? Let's go from here. We're going to go, I'm going to be the lady. Okay, so we're going to do this. We're going to go from, let's say we did an unrun turn. We're going to do this. So first I will show the ladies part, right? We're going to do walk, walk, turn, and back walk. All right, so this is how we're getting into the fan position, right? So one more time. Look, I'm going to go 2, 3, and 4, 1. But it's just a backward walk, and we need to make sure that we finish our step. So weight is on the left foot. That's it, right? So see, you have two walks, turn, and then walk back, right? So one more time, ladies, look, you're going 4 to the left, 4 to the right, turn on the right foot, and then walk with the left foot back. That's it. Alright, so this is how you get into the fan position. Now, if you could see, my knees are straight, right? My center is picked up, and I'll be looking to the audience. Alright, but we're not saying hi to audience, so we're just looking to the audience. Okay, let's try one more time. So, you're going 2, 3, and 4, 1. Knees are straight. Both knees are straight. That's it. Right, and then, ladies, make sure that your all of your weight right now is on the left foot, not split. That's it. So that's where your weight should be, right? Because sometimes I see you getting in the position and you're a little bit here. Make sure that your hips are underneath too. Okay, so guys, your part is a bit simpler in this case. So when the lady is going to walk forward in front of you, you're going to do the rock action. You will go back, forward, collect with a little turn. Right? So see, I turn on the left foot. I still stay on the left foot. And now I'll go with the right foot sideways slash back. Right? Same thing. my weight is on my right leg. Okay? You don't have to lift it, I'm just showing you right now. Okay, so one more time. Look, we're gonna go. Two. Where's the weight?
Right.
On the right foot. So no split weights. Three. All the weight is on the left foot. Now we're gonna go. And so see, I don't step actually here. Look, all I do is just rotate on my left foot and collect my right foot together. And from here I'll go from my partner 4-1. And part of me is still facing my partner. Part of me is facing the audience. So I'm like 50-50 here. Can't decide where I'm actually going. So one more time, I'm going. 2-3-4-1. The turn is very important for you gentlemen, because the turn actually leads the lady to turn to you. Otherwise she's clueless where she has to go and she's going to continue going forward. Right? So here, look, she walks. 2-3. She actually reached the limit. Don't turn. Not yet. That's going to be the next count. And now we're turning. So you see right now we're turning together to each other. And now we're going together away from each other. 4-1. Knees are soft. That's it. And we're going to straight it. Straight. That's it. So see, not here, but here. That's it. Okay? So, guys, the turn is very important for you to lead the lady action to position where you want her to go. Okay? So now, ladies, it's really not your job to turn. Don't turn until the time you actually feel that you have to turn. Right? Because a lot of times you're starting to do this. 2-3, because you know that you have to turn. Now, imagine this. When you're driving a car and your GPS says, turn right in 500 feet, you're not going to go, well, why won't you right now make a shortcut? And then you're going to go to someone's living room. So don't do that, right? If the GPS says turn in 500 yards, turn in 500 yards. Right? So same thing here. We're going forward, forward. So this is 2-3. We have to go forward, follow the direction. Now it's going to be and. And now we're going to go back 4-1. Right? So the goal is to make sure that you're doing it at the precise time. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. Any comment, please? So look, guys. The way we're leading the lady. Arm will be at this point on our waist level. Right? Not chest level, not head level, not below that, right? But waist level. Should be comfortable, right? So from here, ladies have their left foot free. We have our right foot free. So ladies, make sure that you're not afraid that the guy is kind of close to you. Go straight past him. Right? So we're going to do 2-3. So see, ladies? We're not turning yet. Now, guys, if you feel the pull, the lady's in the right spot. So ladies, make sure that you're completely over your foot. Now we're going to go. And now we're facing each other, actually. Right? And now we're going to go away from each other, but we do not push anyone. So we don't do this. Right? We give each other a little pressure, but by moving slightly towards each other. And now we're going to go away. And here you see we finalize completely our move. So 4-1. This is our fan position. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. So guys, we don't really pull the lady, right? So we just kind of guide her. 2-3, the arm will stay, I will turn to the arm. And 4-1, but the and is important to do first. So don't go into the 4-1 before you actually do the rotation, right? And now, since we're dancing Latin, we're going to walk from toe, right? So we're going to do toe heel footwork right now, right? So ladies, especially for you, I want to see, especially if you have dancing shoes, right? I want to see that you're going from the toe. If you don't have dancing shoes, just don't go from the heel. So don't go. Alright, so we're going to go 2-3-4-1. Same thing for you guys. 2-3-4-1. Okay? Take the partner. Let's try to do it. Get the partner. So we'll be standing eventually. In the beginning, we're going to be perpendicular to each other. So ladies, you're going to be facing that wall. Gentlemen, you'll be facing this wall. So from here, we're going to only have one hand connection. So guys, you're going to hold the lady with your left hand. And ladies, you're going to give gentlemen your right hand. Forget about the other hand. We're going to work on that just a little later. If you know how to do it, go for it. If you don't bother yet. Right? And ladies, I want you to be facing right here. That's it. Right? On the waist level. Right? Preferably partner's waist level in your case, Philip. Alright? So, the waist. That's it, right? And now, guys, when we're holding a lady, we don't want to be holding her fingers. It's not going to be much of a hold. We want to hold her palm, right? Now, no squeezing. There shouldn't be any fingerprint bruises or anything like this. But when you hold the lady for the fingers, it's not going to be really much of a lead because you're just going to go, right? So palm is a bit better. Okay? So now, from here, ladies, you're going to do two walks, starting from the left foot. So, tummy, no arm. We're not going to push her there. Okay? Let's go. And two, three, and. So now we're facing each other, right? Ladies, which foot you have free? The left foot. That means you have to be standing on the right foot. You have to be standing on the right foot. Yes. And now we're going to go and four, one. Yes. Be careful not to hit the other person. Yeah, especially the judges. Right? So, very good. Now, you might discover that you have a problem with the distance and you're standing like this. The reason is, guys, you let the lady go too far. Right? Because if I'm going to do this, two, three, and I gave her all my space already, so when I'm going to go and now I have to do the step, I don't have space. Right? So what I need to do, if I'm going two, three, if you could see my arm still soft, so, and this is what's going to help me to go 4-1. But I never really want to straighten my arm, period, right? So, same thing, ladies. When you go in 2-3 and 4-1, right? Keep your arm a little bit soft. So, never straight it completely. Okay, let's do it one more time with the same partners, please. Okay. So, ladies, you're going to have two walks, 2-3. At the end of the second walk, you have to be on the right foot. Not split weight, not on the left, on the right. You're going to turn on the end, you're still going to be on the right foot. And then you're going to go back with the left foot. Ready? And 2-3, and. Now, ladies, where's your weight? On the right. Ladies, can you lift your left foot, please? And stay there. Excellent. Now I know that you're there. And now go back. And 4-1. Okay, very good. Now, just very quick thing. Ladies, I don't want to, I want to make sure that you're not on the runway show, so know that. I want to make sure that your center is picked up and your toe is pointed with your arm, right? So we don't want to go 2-3 and 4-1. Right? So let's hold our center. Okay? So now, guys, when we're going to send the lady into the fan, don't help her, because I know how much you like to help people, but don't do this, right? Because this is why I want you not to hold this arm, because, guys, a lot of times you do this. Go. Go. Let her do it herself, right? So whenever she's going to go to the fan, drop the arm from the left foot. Ready? And 2-3. Let you turn away. Away. Yes. Fan. We're going to the fan. Okay, let's do one more time. So, left foot free. Ready? Let's go. Go in right there. 2-3 and 4-1. Good, right? But ladies, make sure that when you go in forward, you want to create a wind-up, right? Everyone knows what the wind-up is, right? So when winding up, we're actually turning to the opposite direction from rotation, right? So if you know that by the end of those two walks, you have to turn where? Left or right? Where are you going to turn, ladies? You did 2-3. Where are you going to turn? Left or right? Left. That means where are you going to be winding up? Right. So, am I wind up? I'm actually turning already there. I want to make sure that I'm wind up. So, I want to have my left side a bit more forward instead of my right side. Left side more forward. Right? Now, weight is completely over the right foot, ladies. And left side is forward. Left side is forward. Left side. And now we're going to turn. And. Right? So, because a lot of times, ladies, you're doing this. 2-3. You're not quite turn, but you already started to do the turn. So, gentlemen cannot feel where you are, where your weight is. So, I want to make sure that you go completely over your foot and your left side is going to be a little bit forward to prepare for the turn. Okay? Can I switch partners so everyone have a chance to dance with a partner? Ladies, if you're going to have a partner, grab one very quick. It's like a musical chairs. They're going to run out fast. Have one right there. Okay, and now, hand going to be on the waist. Perfect. Right? No, it's okay. No, you don't have to go like right there. Right? we have to find a compromise between, right? So, but we don't want to hold it too high. Okay? Guys, don't hide. Come on, a little closer. Okay. You ready? Okay, let's go. And 2, 3, and 4, 1. And we're going to go away from the guy. That's it. Right? Okay. Very. And right now, so there will be one more step back from the left foot. So see, you have total 3 steps. You go in left, right, turn, left. One more time. Let's do one more time. Yeah, but you see, that's it. You have to be turning on 1 foot at a time. You cannot be split weight. Only on 1 foot or another. See, you go in left, right. Where am I? On the right. I'm still on the right. And then I'll, so I cannot do this. 2, 3. If I started to turn on the right, I have to finish on the right. Okay? Let's do one more time. And then we'll quickly talk about hands. Yeah, not too far. No, first is it right in front of you, right? Because you have to let it go. So if it's already there, you have less space right now. Okay? Ready? Let's go. And 2, 3, and 4, 1. Good. Right? Okay. Now, let's quickly talk about hands. Gentlemen, your hands. You're going to do this. 2, 3, and 4, 1. Alright? Very simple. So your hand usually will be open by that point. So on a 2, you're going to close it. 2, 3, you did nothing. And you did nothing. 4, 1, you open it. Alright? But when you open it, let's right now open it to the side. Hmm? Yeah, it's just here. So my hand will be in front of my solar plex. Right? So, somewhere here. Like, imagine if I'm holding a big watermelon. A big watermelon. Not a tiny one. Right? So this is where the arm will be. Just like a normal space. Right? So let's look at what I'm doing. So my arm will be just to the side. Straight your arm. Palm is facing down. Right? We want to make sure that the palm won't be higher than the... Because you want to have a good line from the shoulder to this hand. Right? So if it's here, you see the line is slightly broken. If it's here, same story. So we want to do either up, which is not the case for this figure, or to the side. Alright, so look, I'm going to go 2, I'm starting to hold watermelon, 3, I'm still holding it, and I'm still holding it, I let it go. Right? It's still the arm is straight. Weight is here. Okay, ladies, your arm, right? Normally you're going to go from the turn there, so by that point your arm will be temporary up. Right? So from here we're going to do 2 walks, and on those 2 walks the arm is going to go down. 2, 3. Have you seen, ladies, have you seen the movies about musketeers? Okay, have you seen about knights? Movies about, like, yes? Remember when they were preparing for the fight with the sword? They would do the little ritual? Yeah, so now what we're going to do, the arm is going to be going in front of us. Right? So imagine if we have that sword, so we're going to go, it's very funny, I know. So 2, 3, so it's going to be in front of us, right? So not here, not somewhere here, so just in front. So we're going to do this. 2, 3. Now we're holding a little smaller watermelon. From here we're going to turn and now we're going to open 4, 1. Mm-hmm. Okay, one more time. So, arm we're going to go in front. 2, 3. And, I'm falling. 4, 1. Alright? And you see, arm is a little bit open, so that's the line, ladies. Alright? So it's not quite like this. Alright? I have a little bit more open because I want to be slightly more three-dimensional. Because if I'm like this, see, people could see me from there, from here. If I'm like this, people could see me from more angles. Right? Now, the connection arm will be down. Right? So, if I do the latest part, help me out, please. So, we're going to come here. So, I'm going to do this. 2, 3, and 4, 1. Mm-hmm. With the weight completely on the left foot. So, try to remember that you want to be on the foot, not split weight. It will be easier with the timing when you get started dancing music. Okay? Are we clear with that part? Can we do it one more time with partners, please? And then we're going to move on. Okay? Now, ladies, when we dance in Latin, palm will be usually facing away. The only dance when the palm usually will be facing us is the Paso Doble, which we're not dancing right now, right? In Latin, palm will face in the floor or away from us. In the folk dances, which almost a Paso Doble, palm facing us and up. Latin, down, away. Just remember that. Right? Okay? Let's go. And two, three, and four, one. Not bad. Just ladies, remember, when you're walking, you're not saying hi to anyone. Right? So the hand has to go down. Two, three. Because right now, I know that we're trying to concentrate on the steps, but we're either hiding from someone or saying hi. Okay? So again, two, three, the hand has to go down. Because otherwise it looks a little awkward when you're walking with the hand like that. Okay? Let's try. Ready? And two, three, and four, one. Not bad. Not bad at all. Now, get on the foot, point the arm. Right? Where's your weight? No.
Go on the back one?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And here. Right? And looking at the partner. Okay. Yeah, no, the foot could be on the floor. No? That's it. Good. Much better. Right? So we shouldn't be like we're all of a sudden we're... Right? So complete your picture. Okay. Clear with that? Now, how to get out from there? We're going to go into the hockey stick. It's called hockey stick because it kind of looks like a shape of hockey stick. Right? So we want to make sure that we're not going just on a straight line. We have to curve because you haven't seen a hockey stick that's just a straight line. Otherwise, it's going to be very hard to play them. Right? So ladies, what you're going to do? This is a bit complicated. We have to do a hip twist. So first, we have to collect our right foot and now we have to do the switch two. Where's the weight now? On the right leg. Right? So left foot is free. Now we're going to go. Three, four, one. Where's the weight right now? On the right foot. Now, we're going to do that little switch to kind of create that curve. And now we're going to do two more walks. Two, three. Turn to the guy and go back. Four, one. Let's do it one more time. So, first we did. And two. Three. Four, one. So you see, here I'm going straight forward, no curves. So, because here right now you started already going diagonal. Okay, so from here we're going to go. And, see right now this is only collection. And, now we're going to go two, three, and four, one. Mm-hmm. One time, please. So we're going to do and two, three, four, one, and two, three, and four, one. Okay, and complete your weight transfer. That's it. Let's do one more time, and then I have to show the gentleman's part. So first, hip twist, and two. All right, from here, continue to go three, four, one. Where's the weight, ladies? On the right foot. Not like 90% on the right foot, 100% on the right foot. So we're going to go and. So that's our, see, here we need to change the angle. So we're not just going to collect the foot. We're going to also turn our center a bit more to the left. From here, we'll continue to go two, three. Just like we went to the fan, we don't turn ourselves. We'll wait for the partner. We're going to go and four, one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you could see, first, when you did hip twist, you started to walk to the wall, and then you change your angle, and you went for the door, right? So you have kind of, I would say, about 45-degree turn, maybe a little less, right? So somewhere like that. So one more time, and then we're going to do guys' part. And two, three, four, one, and two, three, and four, one. Good. Okay. Gentlemen, your part. Ladies, practice yours. Let's go. Guys, we're going to do this. Two, three, four, one, and two, three, four, one, and two. Okay, one more time. And two, and three, four, one, and. So you have a little switch. Weight is on the left foot. Now you're going to do a very compact walk back, guys, like extremely small underneath you. Two. Now you could elongate your left foot forward. Three. From here, collect your foot. And, because that's what they're going to turn the ladies. And now we're going to do one more step. Four. One. Okay, one more time. And two and three, four, one, and continue to go. Two, three, four, one. So the hand was the other hand, the left hand. That's it, right? So look, what are we going to do? First, we're in the fan position, right? We're going two, three, four, one, and two, three, and four, one. Yeah, so the right is free. Right, so look, if I'm going to do it without the free hand, right? So we're doing two, three, four, one, and two, three, and four, one. Right, so just not to confuse you. Left hand's connection. So look how we're turning the lady, right? So first, as she walks to us, this arm going to go up. All right, so look one more time. We're doing two, three, four, one. So by four, one, the arm will be up. So we have kind of a little window. We could say hi to our partner. Right, so from here, we're going to turn and we'll be facing the same direction because right now we're perpendicular. And so both of us are facing the door. We still have that little window. From here, we're going to kind of give this hand to the lady because she has to create a little loop over her head. Right? Ladies, make sure that it goes over the shoulder, not over your neck, because you don't want to strangle yourself. So let's go. Two, three. Remember not to turn yourself. Now, guys, if you feel the lady's there, now you're going to turn by rotating your hips. And now we're going forward. Four, one. Right? So, ladies, when you go over, look, you did two, three, four, one. So your hand is up. From here, you're going to go. And the hand is still up. Now go over your head to the shoulder. And go from here, four, one. Okay? Let's try to do it one more time, and then we'll have to go to the other class. Take the partner, please. We're going to be in the fan position already. Fan position, fan position, fan position. Okay. So, I'll just do it right away, right? So, guys, I will try to do it with this hand, if you could see it. Okay, let's go. And two and three and four. One and two and three and four, one. Okay, let's do it one more time. Right. So guys, if you could see, lady will be passing you. Right? One more time. And two and three and four, one. So lady still in front of you. From here, we turn. And both of us are facing the same direction, but we have opposite feet. Lady, we're going to go from the left foot. Gentlemen, you'll go with the right foot back. So we're going two. So here, guys, see, I'm letting her go. I'm giving her my side. I continue to go three. Other foot, Philip. And four, one. And we want to make sure that we're facing our partner. We're not to the side. Okay? And weight is complete on the right foot. That's it. Okay, now, very quickly, if this will be cha-cha-cha, the only thing you're going to do when we go in 4-1, that's going to be your lock step or shot step, right? Very quickly. Can we do cha-cha for this, for the same matter? So, if we do this, starting going to the fan, right? So, we're going to do this. 2-3, and cha-cha-1. And 2-3, cha-cha-1. And 2-3, and cha-cha-1. So see, the difference is it's the same structure. The only difference when I'm doing 4-1 or 4-1 is going to be either cha-se on a spot, twist cha-se, or lock step. But overall, the structure is the same. Okay? Okay. Thank you so much. And we're going to go to the next class. Thank you.